Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the upcoming Keweenaw Job Fair. And here to talk about it is Finlandia student Jenna Olenketo. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rick. I'm happy to be here.
And you're part of the business group over at Finlandia?
That is correct, the Finlandia Business Club.
Okay, what do they do?
Well, it's a club of business students. Our two main goals are, one is to bring in speakers from the community to give students a chance to listen and hear what people do. And then our second is this project of the Keweenaw Job Fair to put it on and host it so that people have a place to come and look for a job.
Why did Finlandia want to start a job fair?
Well, Kevin Manon, and he's the dean of the International School of Business, he explained it to me that the business club was looking for a project to do. And so they reached out to Michigan Works and asked if they would be interested in collaborating on putting on a Keweenaw job fair. Because we know there's the tech job fair and then there's one in Marquette. But those are, the tech one is aimed more for engineering students, and then the one in Marquette is so far away that they felt it would be hard for our students to get to. And so they decided to put on a Keweenaw job fair, and Michigan Works has been very helpful in collaborating and very happy to participate.
And I think they've had a job fair in Lawns too, but I think that was directed towards younger people, but I'm not sure exactly. I have to kind of do a little background check on that. But, you know, it seemed like recently we were just in Lawns and they were having a job fair. Of course, Michigan Tech with their career fairs that they have them twice a year. But those are really for just Michigan Tech graduates, not for the general community.
Correct.
So it sounds like this was something that we had a need here for.
It was, yeah. And we really want to encourage the community to come because they're so all of our companies are local. So it's not just for Finlandia students. We want the community to feel very welcome to come and look and see what kind of opportunities are available.
What companies are represented there?
There is healthcare. We have banking, a lot of manufacturing. I know we have a list of about over 30 companies that are coming. I know UP Health System Portage will be there. Coppers is coming. Cypress Manor will be there. Volworths, just to name a few. Checkers Transport is even looking for drivers. So there's over 30 who are looking for, and we know they're looking for part-time workers, I should say, full-time, you know, summer workers. The Keweenaw Mountain Lodge is going to be there. So it's not just, you know, one kind of work. There's employers looking for all sorts of workers.
Are there different options for, you know, for those that are looking to sort of break into a particular market, or those who have, you know, more professional skills or higher education and will be able to find jobs there too with the companies you have represented?
I think so. Yeah, for sure. We know, like in healthcare, they're looking for nurses or, you know, managers, that kind of thing. Or else, you know, we have some companies where they're looking for summer jobs where you might find a chance to waitress or work on the golf course, for example. So I think there's a wide range. Superior National will be there. Often they're looking for interns or summer jobs too.
I found surprising about when the Keweenaw Job Fair opened last year and the amount of companies that were there, the number of people that went there. You know, you hear sometimes living here in the community that there's no jobs. You know, and it's like, okay, well, here were, you know, dozens, if not 100 jobs or so that were represented to where you could actually, you know, they're hiring. That's why they're there. They're not there because they just want to have their sign somewhere. They're looking for people to work. I think it's sometimes just hard to put the potential employer with the potential employee together in the same room and get that ball rolling.
Yeah. No, there's definitely jobs around here. We know that. But it is sometimes hard to, you know, find the right connections, and that's why we thought the job fair is a good opportunity for people who are looking to come and see what kinds of opportunities, because you might not hear about all of them, even just looking in the newspaper or online or anything like that. So we suggest if you come to the job fair, come with an open mind or a bright attitude to look and see, you know, maybe you were thinking you were looking for a certain kind of job, but there might be a wide range of opportunities that you could actually find a job in.
So besides an open mind, you want to be prepared with some other things too, because it's almost like an impromptu job interview when you talk to some of these employers.
Yeah. So you know, we've invited a lot of high school students, college students. We've encouraged everybody who's coming to dress professionally. If you are looking for a job, you know, you could bring a resume, a few resumes to hand to somebody who might be interested in hiring you. And like I said, just keep an open mind that to look at lots of companies and not just one or two.
And that can make a difference right off the bat. People may have heard that oftentimes an employer will decide in the first 10 seconds whether or not they're going to hire you. So just imagine the difference between having, you know, a lot of experience and a good skill set, but you're completely unprepared, as opposed to somebody who's, you know, already showing, you know, a good attitude, showing, an attempt to be prepared with, you know, references on hand, multiple copies of the resume, they're dressed nice, they're there, they know that they're there to get a job.
Yes.
And that can sometimes make a difference. You might, you know, put yourself in a great situation even before they ask you, where have you worked before? Because you already have shown yourself to be the kind of person that maybe they would want working for their company.
Yes.
And with a lot of these jobs that you've named before, you know, that don't require a ton of experience to be able to get hired.
Mm-hmm.
I know from, you know, being in the job world that sometimes you don't want somebody else's employee that's bounced around from job to job to job. Sometimes taking somebody with that good, strong attitude, that willingness to work and be able to mold them into the way that you want them to be for your company,
mm-hmm.
Is appealing to a lot of hires.
Yeah. And, you know, some companies, it's not even, they don't require a specific skill set as long as you are willing to work hard to learn what you need to know. I know some companies just look for the workers who are willing to take the chance and learn something new and work hard until they get it.
Now, you weren't physically at the first Keweenaw job fair, but I'm sure you've received feedback mm-hmm. on things that went well or things that you're working to improve on.
Yes. So this is our third year.
Third, okay.
The first year went really well. They held it at the Joudalus Center, and they had just over 20 companies, and I think they said there was around 200 job seekers. And then the second year, they had maybe 25, 26 companies, and they didn't get as many job seekers. There was a lot less. And so this year, we're really focusing on, we have the companies, we have over 30 companies. We know they're still interested in coming. But we really want to encourage the public to come, the students to come. So we're just trying to get the word out about this opportunity for the job fair and encourage everybody who's looking to just come down and see what's available around here.
Okay, so the one last year I must have missed because I only remember the one, which you said the first one was very successful. And then now you're trying to, you know, mm-hmm. correct some of the things that maybe didn't go as well for the second mm-hmm. one. One of them is getting the word out, getting people to come and attend.
Yes. And so we tried to make it clear to the companies, you know, we understand last year was a little disappointing, you know, so this year we're really focusing. We have flyers going out. We're getting it on the radio. We've got email blasts going out, doing everything we can to get the word out about the job fair.
As somebody you don't want to disappoint is companies who come with job offers in hand, basically, and then they can't find enough workers. And,
yes.
Which would go, you know, opposite of what, you know, what the common belief is, that there's more workers than there are jobs, mm-hmm. which we know, you know, isn't necessarily true. And this is a great area to live in if you've got a job. And that's, you know, I've been fortunate that most of the time that I've lived here, I've been employed. And, and it doesn't take much, you know, as far as income-wise, mm-hmm. to have a great life up here. But it's a big difference between having a little bit of income and having none at all. So this is a good opportunity to bridge that gap and make it so that you can stay up here and live well when you're here. Now, Finlandia does other things to prepare you for, you know, entering the job world. You're one, you're a student there. What's your major?
I'm a management major.
Okay. So one day you might be sitting there and hiring people. So.
I might be, yeah.
if you have a Finlandia student or a potential Finlandia student, what are some things that they should be, you know, looking at to take advantage of what Finlandia offers to prepare them for going into the working world?
So Finlandia has a great business program, the International School of Business. Very good professors there. They work to provide you with the tools you need once you graduate. Finlandia also has opportunities to study abroad in Finland. There's a partnership with a few schools in Helsinki and Tampere, I know for sure. So there's a chance to go study in Finland, which looks good on a resume. There's also a service trip to Tanzania. The president's wife, Renee, coordinates that. There's a few classes you have to take to go. But there's also, Finlandia has a lot of connections in the community for internships they try to place their students in. And they try to help them find jobs post-graduation also, so they their students have a successful rate of getting jobs after graduation.
And different programs that are offered, of course, we know Finlandia well for mm-hmm. its, you know, art and music mm-hmm. programs, business as well, and nursing. And you think of a career field that has nowhere to go but up. It's definitely in the healthcare related fields.
That's true. Yeah. So their nursing program is pretty popular. I've heard that the nurses that graduate are very well prepared to enter the nursing field. So that's good to hear from people who have hired Finlandia nurses. Mm-hmm.
In Portage Health, in our area, is our area's largest employer. Not that everybody graduates with nursing from Finlandia will end up there.
Yeah.
But at least it's nice to know that we have a couple of big employers with both Spirus and Portage Health right in our own backyard. Mm-hmm. That, you know, again, for me, you know, part of my goal is I want to be able to stay here, and I'm also hoping that, you know, my daughter was, you know, hoping to go to Michigan Tech will be able to stay here and find job, yes. find work, mm-hmm. you know. So, you know, that's one field that, you know, mm-hmm. you could actually, you know, graduate from here. And if your goal is to live here, mm-hmm. you can. Now, if you're one of those, and I don't know who would want to move away, but if you're looking to move away, then, yeah, nursing or business can be, you know, one of those careers that, mm-hmm. you know, can probably help you land a job just about anywhere.
Yes, I agree. And we also thought with the job fair, Michigan Works, I think, posted it on their website and their center where people from away can also look. So maybe there's people who are looking to move to the area who might also be able to find an opportunity as well. So we tried to reach as many audiences as we could with this. Because, you know, maybe they have a skill set for a job around here that we haven't been able to find a qualified person for example. You know, so we just like to keep the opportunities open for whoever's looking.
Talking with Jenna Olanketo, she is from Finlandia. They got the Keweenaw Job Fair on April 6th, and what time does that start?
It is at 11 a.m., and it runs until 2 p.m., so it's 3 hours.
And where is it taking place again?
It's at the Finnish American Heritage Center in Hancock, in the ballroom area.
Recently, I attended an interview workshop that was held on the campus of Michigan Tech, and mm-hmm. there was a lot of things that they talked about there. Things that you don't necessarily, you know, think a whole lot about walking into an interview. And what I'd like to talk about now is, you know, how to be prepared, other than making sure that you have a copy of that resume. Mm-hmm. And it was simple things like making eye contact and how to shake a person's hand. There are right ways and wrong ways to shake a person's hand. You know, it may not seem like it, but yeah, there's a way, you know, you can give a very bad impression of yourself simply by, you know, you don't want to walk up to somebody and hand them a dead fish. You know, you want a nice firm handshake, and you know, how you have your resume simply prepared. You know, do you have them in a folder? Are they folded up in your pocket? When you're talking to somebody, are you looking at your phone? You know, nothing will end a job interview probably really quick than texting somebody, you know, while you're talking to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, that is usually considered an undesirable trait to have when you're having an interview. Going into this and talking to the employers that you've heard from, what are some things that people should keep in mind?
Let's see. I think you should keep in mind that, you know, there might be something that you weren't planning on that could come up for you. You know, maybe you didn't want to work at a hospital, but there might be an opportunity there for you. I think with inviting high school students, we were hoping that they would get a good experience out of it, learn how to, you know, come to a job fair and bring a resume. So we invited the teachers to, you know, think about bringing their classes in so they might be able to do some prep with them, you know, talk about the eye contact and the handshakes and that kind of thing.
Well, you just mentioned about, you know, the hospital, and that's a good point, because you might see, you know, Portage Health, UP Health System Portage there with a booth, and you'll shy away. Well, I don't have a doctor's degree.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people working at the hospitals without doctor's degrees. You know, and we're not just talking, you know, it's not just, you know, say janitorial work, but you know, everybody there that works in administration has got a business degree. Those that, you know, work in in reception, that the people that greet you at the front, those that work in the cafeteria. So there's pretty much just about any kind of career field you can think of that's, you know, that you would have with a standard set of skills, you can get employed by a place like a hospital.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I found, you know, even in just in my experience, that there's sometimes the opportunities, you're not looking for them, but they're there, and you find them in places that you wouldn't expect. You know, even I could think of an example. Victor Harrington graduated from Finlandia. He's a graphic design student, and he's now, I want to say his title is the regional director of marketing for the UP health system. So he's, you know, got a big promotion, you know, so you don't really know where your opportunities could take you until you give them a try.
Now, the business club that you talked about from Finlandia, it's more than just you. Who makes up this group?
There's a few other students. Sarah Martin and Teresa Wolf, I know for sure. And then there was Kevin Mannon is our supervisor. You know, he encourages us to meet and discuss things like who the speakers to bring in. So we've had 3 speakers come in this year. And it's really nice to do that because, you know, we had Marilyn Clark come in from the Smart Zone, and then there was Bob Jackart from Stormy Cromer, and then we had Adam Johnson come in from Brockett. So a variety of people in our community who own and help with business to come in and speak about their experiences and the advice that they have for business students, entrepreneurs, you know, what they could have done differently in their own careers. And they've all offered to, you know, if you have any questions or you want to come see what we do, you know, you can email me after the fact, and, you know, the students are welcome to go and meet with them and see what they do.
The reason why I ask that is, you know, here you're not in a classroom right now. You're sitting here doing this promotional radio interview, and you're planning, of course, the part of putting together the Keweenaw Job Fair. So it's real world experience that you're receiving here, part of your education at Finlandia.
Yes. Yep. And that's a good part of, I think, what the teachers encourage, you know, to get out in the community, try to do a little bit of community service or work with, you know, the nursing students are in the hospitals doing their clinicals. They get some hands-on experience before they are actually in the field. Business students, sometimes they're asked to do community things as well.
So going back to the job fair, because I, you know, there's still so many questions I can ask about it. I don't want to run out of time before I get a couple of the really important ones out. And one of them is when we talk about preparing that resume, that one sheet, or that's, you know, it's usually one sheet. When you get my age, it's a little hard to fit it all on one sheet these days. but certainly, you know, you don't want to give somebody a packet like your mom keeps, you know, from when you were a child.
Yes.
You know, it's got to be pretty quick, and it's got to, you know, to tell that employer something about you really, really quick. With, you know, learning about management and business and being familiar with a job fair, what are some things you should keep in mind when preparing that resume?
Well, I think you should keep in mind, you know, employers want to see the experience you've had. Finlandia, and I'm sure Michigan Tech also offers, they have services where they can help you build the resume to learn how to make it look professional and have the information that you need on there. So along with, you know, your job experience, maybe you don't need to list everyone you've had since you were 16, but maybe the most important ones, the ones that have built up your career or the experience you've had so far. I guess when you're 18, you might not have had so many experiences, but like when you're older, you know, the more important ones to include.
And some of these services are offered by Michigan Works, too, if you want to stop in there ahead of the job fair, and they can help you, too.
Yeah, that is true. I forgot about that one. But also, I guess from what I've learned, you know, they want to see how you've been involved in the community, what you have participated in, maybe some volunteer work or additional activities that you've done in addition to your jobs.
Yeah, definitely don't underestimate that, because you know, everybody, you know, they want to beef up the, you know, the job experience and come up with a creative, you know, title. You know, I was hamburger engineer at at McDonald's, what they really kind of want to see, though, is, awards you've won, extra things you've been involved in, volunteer work, as you've mentioned, because again, as we're talking with a lot of these jobs, so much of the experience isn't all that necessary. Of course, if you're trying to get a higher level professional job, you got to show that you've got some background in it. But for many of the jobs, it's just you're trying to tell them what type of person you are. If on your resume you never have time to volunteer, you've never been recognized or awarded for anything, and you put on your resume the jobs that you've been let go from, those are things the employer's going to politely shake your hand and then talk to the next person.
And I think too, even in high school, when the teachers are encouraging you to get out there and volunteer, you seem like, oh, I don't have time for it. But it really is important to find at least one or two opportunities, maybe just to help out for a few hours, so you can get a little bit of experience in the community. And like Kevin Menonen has said to me many times, there's opportunities everywhere, and you just have to look for them.
And don't be afraid to take a job that you it's not going to be one that you want to do for your entire career. My very first job was bussing tables at a Chinese restaurant. And I was 14 years old, and I worked my way up to dishwasher, and eventually at another restaurant I was a cook. And then I became a restaurant manager. I managed a major chain restaurant in downstate in one of the busier stores that we have in Michigan. I did that for a number of years, but quickly it was not something I wanted to do forever. There was just too much, not enough joy and too many headaches for that kind of job.
Yeah.
And that gave me an opportunity to go back when I was like 35 to study for radio, which I had done a little bit in college. So now here I am. Mm-hmm. But, had I not started off as that bus boy, had I said, well, I don't want to take that job was a dishwasher or was, a cook, I never would have gotten the management job. And the management job was certainly, the pay was good. I liked what I did for the most part. I'd made the choice not to, continue and have a, work in that for 40 years, but that was my choice. But I had to achieve that. So, you had mentioned, waitressing jobs that they had, other service-oriented jobs. And, not everybody wants to do those things as a career. You might be studying how to work in business, and your first job is a clerk. And you say, well, I don't want to be a clerk. I want to manage the place. Well, when you're 22, they're probably not going to hire you to manage the place, even if you have a degree.
Yeah.
But you get that first job, and you show what you can do, and then you build that resume and make yourself look better, and then you have a much better chance of capitalizing on that experience and those job skills later on.
Yeah. Networking is a big deal, I think. Even just the job fair, for example, it's a great place to come and meet people and, talk about what you're interested in. Even just when you're at community events, you run into people, who know new things that you might become interested in. So networking is a really big part of growing developmentally in a career field, I think, and personally as well.
Now, that's good advice. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of opportunities even for younger people to get involved in different networking opportunities. The Keweenaw Young Professionals come to mind.
Definitely.
In doing kind of what you're doing, getting involved with extra, if you're still in college, getting involved with as many clubs or organizations as your time allows.
Yeah.
Because that puts you out there a little bit more, beefs up that resume, and puts you in, eye contact and handshaking distance from people that can offer you a job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. I found that even with this, here I am on the radio. I never would have expected that, but I just decided to take a chance and join this club, and now I'm having a lot of fun planning the Keweenaw job fair, so it turned out to be a good opportunity.
Who knows, maybe you'll catch the bug and you'll be like, boy, that radio stuff sure does sound like fun. I think maybe I'll do that. I didn't think it was going to happen to me. I did college radio. I did the Raw Dog Country Show, bringing Asheville Sound to your town.
Okay.
On 89.3 WHFR. And then, 20 years later, I guess it would be more like 10 years later, I started school. Now, 15 years later, here I am. If you need more information about the Keweenaw Job Fair, what's the best place to find it?
We don't have a website per se, but we do have a Facebook page. The Keweenaw Job Fair is on Facebook. We've posted the date and time. Again, it's 11 to 2 on April 6th at the Finnish American Heritage Center. There's over 30 companies coming. We've listed a few of those companies on Facebook. So there's information there to go and look for it. You could also, I could give you the contact information for me, or Michigan Works is helpful. And we do have it posted, I believe, on the 102.3 website, or the one you have here for Houghton Broadcasting.
Okay.
Of the community events calendar.
Yes, we do. Yep, you'll find a link there to go and get all the extra information that you might need. You don't need to register in advance, right? There's no cost to attend.
There's no cost. It's free. You don't have to register. We're just encouraging the community to come. Anybody who wants to, the public is welcome. So,
Jenna, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
Copper Country Today. We'll be right back.